This is my case study 6 on Richard Ramirez. Richard Ramirez was a Satanist and convicted serial killer. He was found guilty of 13 counts of murder, and he was sentenced to 19 death sentences. And he actually died in 2013 because of cancer while he was in prison. And he was born in 1960. He was the youngest of 5 children. And his father, when he was young, his father was like known to have a really bad temper. And he would like physically abuse him and his brother, like he would beat them and stuff like that. And they were in like a really strict Catholic like house, and so I mean they were really strict on them. And once he got to about 9, he became an altar boy for their Catholic church. And when he was 10, he started to smoke marijuana with his older cousin. And his older cousin was like a huge impact on him. Probably like one of the main reasons that he ended up how he was. And his older cousin's name was Mike. That's what he went by. He went by Mike, but his actual name was Miguel. Or Miguel, I'll just say like that. And his older cousin Miguel, or Mike, had served in the Vietnam War, and he would show Ramirez like images of the women in Vietnam that he like had tortured and raped and killed and things like that. And I think that had like a huge toll on Richard Ramirez. He would also talk about like their military tactics, like how they would do things. And when he turned 13, he watched his cousin Miguel shoot his wife Jessie in the face with a revolver, and that killed her. And then he started to commit crimes, like he would start to pick locks, and he'd learn how to open windows from the outside, and he would start hunting animals. And a couple years later, he would start breaking into homes and stealing things. And after a little bit, he got sentenced, or he got sent to a youth camp in Texas for juveniles. And he would get really good at burglary, and he would do this as an adult. And yeah, he got really good at that. And he committed his first crime on June of 1984, which is where he raped and murdered a 79-year-old woman. But that wasn't actually like known until 2009, when there was DNA evidence. Also in 1984, he murdered a 9-year-old girl. And again in 2001, his DNA was found at the crime scene. He stopped committing any crimes for 8 months, and then he resumed and started killing people again, mainly in Los Angeles, usually during like home invasions and things like that. He was a Satanist, and he would like sexually assault them and beat them. And, like, there were a lot of satanic symbols that were found there. Like, he would carve them in with, like, blood, or just carve them, or, like, put them on their bodies or things like that. And he was known as the Night Stalker, and this was actually like a really big panic, like it was really televised, and it led to like a huge increase in gun sales because people were so scared of him. And in 1985, there was a fingerprint that was discovered. It was his fingerprint, Richard Ramirez's. And that's how he got caught, basically. And his name and photograph got released to the public. And then someone in East Los Angeles had saw him, and they called the police. And then he got chased by the man, and he got surrounded by a crowd, and they beat him. And then eventually the police got there, and he got charged, and he was convicted of 13 murders and a lot of other crimes. And 2 months after that, he got sentenced to death. And yeah, he died in prison in 2013 because of cancer. And yeah, that's my case study on Richard Ramirez.